107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always a pleasure to check in with Martin Ritzma, and he joins us in the studio with lots to talk about. Of course, Martin, good to see you.
Oh, wonderful to be here. She's going to be a steamy one, but it's summertime in Stratford. And, you know, when we talk summertime Stratford, Stratford Farmers Market certainly is part of that summertime. So I want to start this morning a shout out to all our vendors and people that are visiting the market again. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, we had the blessing of the community cruiser on site with Kate.
Nice.
A great day at market again. A little less blustery than last Saturday with the wind and the rain.
Oh.
But that was, it was serendipitous because we were just shutting down and that came through. It could have been a little interesting with tents, etc. So a shout out to, once again, to the community crews of being on site.
Oh, yeah. And the market's now expanded outdoors. That's the great thing.
It is outside. You're absolutely right. The apple fritters are back right across. Mm. You can get a full meal. You can dine inside. You can come outside, get your fruits and vegetables, and you can get your brunch with bacon on a bun, sausage on a bun, and apple fritters for brunch, and you're set to go for the day.
And as we mentioned, we're now getting into seasonal vegetables, seasonal fruits, so this is a good time to check out the market.
For sure. I couldn't believe, and for all asparagus lovers, I'm not one, but the people walking out with just beautiful asparagus, seasonal, and nothing screams seasonal more than asparagus.
Oh, yeah, and strawberries will be coming up soon.
Yes.
For sure. Oh, so much going on. So again, the farmer's market is Saturday mornings. It's expanded outside. Do check that out at the Agriplex at the Stratford Rotary Complex. And also, gosh, we've chatted about the Stratford and District Saddle Club is back and with in-person events.
It is back, and Sunday was our first event in 2 years, and it was absolutely outstanding to see kids. We had one young girl on a horse that she's 3 years old in the lead line, and everything through to the adults. We start in the mornings with the showmanship, and then we move into the afternoon with the games, and just a fun-filled a great day, you know, and I was corrected by Murray Slutzhauer. That location, that saddle club has been on that location on Line 37. If you drive out Stratford, just outside of Stratford on the left-hand side, you'll see the wonderful white railing, perfectly groomed area. And Murray reminded me that was there, has been there for 50 years.
So there you go.
Just amazing.
Leave it to Murray to correct. You know,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
So again, with the Stratford District Saddle Club, if folks want more information, they can reach out. Great Facebook page.
Yes.
And get details.
Yes. And we have our next show coming up on June the 19th. That's Father's Day. And so many people say, hey, I'm coming back and I know other individuals will be here. A little different feature. Instead of offering ribbons to the older competitors, we're offering some cash prizes for first, second, and third. The ribbons were certainly nice for 12 and under, but we heard loud and clear the teens are saying, we like the cash.
Well, that's nice, though. That's great. That's awesome. So again, Stratford District Saddle Club. And let's also talk about how the need continues in our area, Stratford-Perth ShelterLink.
Yes.
The need is out there.
When you know, Stratford-Perth ShelterLink, when you talk teens, you talk young adults, you know, the Stratford-Perth ShelterLink is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a location for teens from 16 to 24, individuals that are homeless or at the risk of being homeless. And so we certainly shelter individuals that are currently homeless in our location. We've been in that location since 2008. And we also do a major outreach into the community. We're across Stratford and Perth County that are at risk at being homeless. So yeah, the need is still there. It's disappointing that it's there, but we know there's a need for youth that are in a bad spot. You know, just your previous caller this morning, Tina Robinson from St. Michael's, talking about the drama coming up, drama festival at St. Michael's. And I couldn't help reflect that these young men and women, many of them go to school, many of them go to work. And, you know, they do the regular things in our community, but are caught in irregular situations. So, yeah, we are really blessed to have this location in town.
Mm-hmm.
truth be known, if we didn't have to have it, that would be even better.
Mm-hmm. But it's fortunate that we have something like this in town for youth that are in need or in crisis. Can you imagine if we didn't have something like this?
Well,
Stratford Perth Shelter Link.
And that brings me back, and I've been on the board going into my 23rd year now, and we used to, our solution was a bus, if a youth became homeless, we gave a bus ticket to London and or to Kitchener. And that was, and we realized then you remove the youth from any of the support they have, whether it's family or friends in the community. And so we are blessed to have this, and we're blessed to have the support of the City of Stratford, a social services department, and of course, United Way Perth Huron, just support through those organizations. That's our base, mm-hmm. but there's more need than that base.
So you can make certainly monetary donations are more than accepted, but they're also your need of utensils as well.
Yes,
is that right?
You know, and talk about monetary. We had a great coldest night of the year event, which was split between the Connection Center and us. But we have a large budget, you know, because we have to staff the location, and certainly we do take monetary donations from individuals. And believe me, we have had beautiful donations from local community service clubs, local churches, amen, and also just individuals in the community. But you're right, we do get food donations through the Huron Food Bank and the Food Local, but currently we are in need of food to stock the pantry because kids like to cook, you know, and we like to help them cook because yeah. that's one of the skills as they move along in life that we want them to have as they move on to their own location. So with coming, with the cooking, we certainly need some knives. We're in short supply of knives and forks. So that's one thing. And also, you know, non-perishable items, canned food, pastas, etc., okay. that we can fill the kitchen and kids when they come home from school or come home from work. I call them kids, but they're not. They're younger than me, 16 to 24. But when they come home from work or from school, then they can, you know, make up some grub for the evening.
Okay. And again, you can get details with Stratford Perth Shelter Link. Help out if you can in any way that you can for Stratford Perth Shelter Link. Anything else there, Martin?
Yes. And you know, talking about a shout out, if you want to reach out to our program coordinator, Sam McKay, she's our program coordinator. She takes care of things between 8 o'clock and 4 p.m. But you can do give her a call at 519-272-2294. And that's Samantha McKay. And she'll be able to answer a number of the questions if you have questions with regards to Stratford Perth Shelter Link.
More great work in our community. Martin Ritzma. Martin, thanks for this.
Thank you for allowing me to just update on a few interesting and beautiful things going on in this beautiful city.